Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another segment of the show, Triple E's Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Lana Ortiz. Lana came from Kyiv, Ukraine in 1992, the fall of the Soviet Union, grew up with a relentless curiosity for arts, particularly painting, sculpting, and drawing since early years, but chose to be sensible and go to school for accounting. How about that? Had to make a living. In 2011, she was gifted a camera, which became a tool to create an image. Later, edited in Photoshop. Photoshop became a digital painting platform, went back to school in 2008 to obtain a business degree, wow, which greatly helped in running a successful portrait studio. The studio officially opened up in 2014, offering portraits, corporate event coverage, headshots, and personal brandings, weddings and engagements, maternity and newborn photography, creative art and business marketing. Welcome, welcome to the show, Ms. Ortiz.
Thank you.
Well, we are so glad you took time out your busy schedule to join us. And it is an honor and a pleasure to have us in, to have you in our studio. So I'm going to dig right into the questions here, okay? Sure. What education in photography did you receive?
Photography was an extension of my love for arts. So I really did not receive any formal education, which I believe the best education you can get in life is stepping out on your passion.
How about that?
Yes, passion will drive you to learn more, to find resources, to find the teachers. I think the saying goes something like, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And
I like that, yes.
Right. And based on that, I was very driven to find many sources of educating myself in specific areas of photography that I was interested in. I'm not a technical photographer. I'm more of a feeling, and I feel out how I want the image to look, and I just use pretty much anything around me to achieve that goal. So with that in mind, my education was largely based on what are the things out there that would help me achieve the look I need to achieve.
Okay.
And, that as far as educating myself about photography, about the technical aspect of it, went. I also took a few classes with amazing photographers in the capital region who offered classes through Meetup photography groups. Mm-hmm. And some of them became my longtime friends now, and actually partners in business. I also have taken some online classes from different photographers when they offer those classes online. I would sign up for courses. The good thing about it is that I was driving my education according to what kind of photographer I wanted to become.
Great. So that leads me to my second question, because I want to get all these beautiful questions that I'm so interested in knowing about you. So when creating surrealistic images, where do you draw your inspiration from?
Inspiration comes from many different places, comes from books read, from museums visited, and the art of old Dutch masters. I enjoyed that period of painting and sculpting. So I would literally go to the museum and I would study the painting. I would study the painting, how the painter applied the paint, how many layers, what different paints were used and how they were put on top of each other, because then I would use the same idea, the same technique in Photoshop, because I wanted to have my portraits to look very painterly, very much like paintings. So movies are a great source of inspiration, and you just pick up different aspects of, you see a movie and you say, well, now it's hard to watch a movie for what it is. I watch a movie and I go, oh, that's an amazing lighting. right now, you know, and I'll
try to. That's exactly what I do now. Now that I'm in the field, media, you know, when most people are looking at the movie, I'm looking at the lighting. And
correct.
I'm saying, how did they capture that? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Same thing. I look at the lighting or the costumes. I look at the costumes and I see how is the costume made and how can I hack it in my studio making the same costume or the hairstyles for a certain period. You know, I would look at the Victorian period movie and I would see how they would style their hairs, how they would apply the makeup.
So how would you describe your style?
My style would be romantic, I would say. Victorian vintage romantic style. I see, I want my images to look painterly. I don't want anything, I don't want any distractions. There is a very, my images are very clean. I don't like a lot of props. I don't like anything that distracts from the person. When my clients come in, I usually describe to them that from the hair to the wardrobe, to the backdrop, to the props. Everything is a supporting actor to the person. Okay, so it's the person that I'm trying to highlight and make them shine, and everything else should fade away into the person's or viewer's imagination or perception, and not competing with the main subject, with the main object, which is a person. With that in mind, the face is always most important to me, and I always strive to guide my clients to show emotions, to show whether it's sadness, whether it's happiness, whether it's just pensive mood. I always want to, it's kind of, if you look at the old paintings and you look at my portraits, there is some kind of resemblance between the two of them where the object is very much glorified by everything.
With that in mind then, what's your favorite object to photograph and why?
Right. My main object, my most favorite object is women. The reason for that is because...
let me see. Is my wife here? No, I can say that too. women, no.
She should be here. The culture, current pop culture, bombards women with unrealistic standards of beauty, maybe even grotesque to a point. And women, the real women, suffer. That little voice in their head constantly tells them they're not good enough, they're not pretty enough, they're not young enough, they're not skinny enough, they're not whatever enough, you know. And I want them to give me a chance to show them through my portraits that they can be beautiful just the way they are.
Okay, so then let me move into the last question of part one, and then we'll move into part two. With new technology, where's selfies and how widely popularized? You know, speak to that for me real quick.
Right. So, there was a concern that everybody has a camera now on their phone, and therefore
and everybody thinks they're a photographer.
Everybody's a photographer with the push of a button, and the professional photography will compete and will fade away. However, if you look at our world, we use images for every little thing in every little aspect of our lives, and those images better look good. And professional photographers do know how to isolate the subject, how to drive the point of the image to the viewer, how to make it look professional and clean and crisp versus somebody just taking a snapshot. So with that in mind, I don't think professional photography will ever go away.
So I'm glad you said that, because with these new phones with the 4K and this, that, and the other, people think that they can go to a wedding and still get professional quality product and eliminate a photographer, or when they hire a photographer, they want to pay them below wages. And, you know, professionalism is professionalism. Professional photography, there's no substitute. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's like with any craft, with any art, you get what you pay for.
Okay, so listen, we're going to take a break and we're going to move to segment two. So we want you to hang around for a minute, okay?
I'd love to.
Okay, great.